Have we discussed poodles? Maybe not. I've never had any use for them. They belong to the Yip Yip branch of the dog family, don't you know? And there's no good that can come from a Yip Yip. See, your poodles tend to be spoiled, pampered, and mouthy. And this little shrimp appeared to follow the pattern all the way down the line. He had gray curls all over his body. He'd been clipped and shampooed, wore a rhinestone collar around his neck, had a red bow tied into the curls of his forehead, and a ridiculous stump of a tail with a little hair puff on the end. On a normal day, I wouldn't have bothered even to say hello to a poodle, much less tried to carry on a conversation with one. But Drover had raised a good point. We had discovered a cloud of interesting smells coming from that pickup, and the evidence was beginning to suggest that the smells had something to do with donuts. Since the Yip Yip was sitting inside a pickup that appeared to be a donut delivery vehicle, we had reason to suppose that he might provide us with important information. Don't get me wrong, our motives here were purely scientific. No kidding. We were just a couple of dogs with active minds who hungered, so to speak, for knowledge about, well, life and the universe and the wonders of nature. Like astronomers who look at the stars night after night, we were driven by an unquenchable desire to unlock the secrets of the universe and to expand the frontiers of so forth. See, for years and years, dogs all over the world had lived in the dungeon of ignorance, crying out in anguished voices, "What? Oh, what is a donut?" And here we were, on the verge of the edge of the brink of making that very discovery. We were filled with excitement of discovery. Oh, yes! Our eyes sparkled with the pure, clean light of curiosity. Our hearts sang noble choruses, and our mouths watered with... Never mind what our mouths were doing. You get the point. Our motives were as pure as the driveled snow, and we had no interest, almost no interest whatever in, well, food or eating or such low-life pursuits. Honest. No kidding. It's very important that you believe this because, well, you'll see. Anyway, it was very clear what we had to do. As soldiers in the battle for knowledge, we had to pursue our research, no matter the risk or the cost. And if that meant that we had to speak to a poodle, well, it had to be done. I gave Drover the signal that I would take the lead in this deal, and I opened things up by addressing the Yip Yip in a pleasant tone of voice.